Well, it's okay if you can't think of it. You just may not, may not be part of your regular vocabulary, so don't worry about it.
No, I hear it a lot.
Well, okay.
Well, I'll think about it later.
Yeah, maybe you'll come up with it.
Yeah.
Okay, when two people want to spend the rest of their lives together, they usually have a ceremony and they get...
married.
Mm-hmm. And the woman becomes the man's...
wife, spouse.
Uh-huh. And the man is the woman's.
The man is the woman's husband.
That's right. Right.
And supposedly provider.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
The husband.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Husband is supposed to be the take the leadership role in the family.
Uh-huh.
In pointing the family in the directions that, like, of the church or of in business or earning
mm-hmm.
a living.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels, are?
Well, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mm-hmm. And the preacher preaches a?
Sermon.
Uh-huh. We check books out from the?
Library.
Mm-hmm. And your, did you have siblings?
No, I was an only child.
Lucky you.
Yeah. Do you have siblings?
No.
Yeah,
that's
lucky
why
you.
I say it because I know. Okay. Let's see then. Oh, but you had children.
Yes, I have five children.
Oh, my goodness. Both sexes?
Mm-hmm.
So?
Yeah, I have two boys and three girls.
Uh-huh. And one of your girls would be called your?
My daughter.
Uh-huh. And if you had siblings, their son would be your?
Nieces or nephew.
Uh-huh.
Their son would be my nephew.
Right. Let's see, your mother's sister is your?
My mother's sister is my aunt.
Uh-huh. And your mother's brother is your?
Uncle.
Uh-huh. And in the old days, did they have a different name for teachers who were women versus teachers who were men, or were they all just teachers?
I think they were all teachers.
Okay.
In my era, at least.
Mm-hmm.
In other places, do they have two words for that?
Yeah, well, apparently in the Northwest, I was asking my grandfather, and he said that the male teachers were more respected than the women. And so if there was a woman who was a teacher, she was a woman teacher.
Oh.
So apparently there's a different tradition of education in the Northwest.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But down here, apparently they were all women, so.
Mostly women. Oftentimes the coach was also a teacher, and so
mm-hmm.
you'd always call him coach. Regardless of what he taught you, he was
coach. I had one of those for history, unfortunately.
Yeah.
He was cool, though. Okay, at a wedding, the man who stands up for the groom is the
best man.
Uh-huh. And one of the women who stands up with the bride, but not the bride, not the matron of honor, the maid of honor, but she's
bridesmaid.
Uh huh. And people who are related to you are your
relatives,
mm-hmm.
family.
How about people who are not related to you?
Well, they're just other people. I can't think of a word for that.
Okay.
Friends.
In some parts of the U.S. they have special words for people who are related and people who are not related. But nobody's been able to give me that here. So.
Well, in Spanish they would refer to it as, you know, familia. Somos familia.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that would be the closest thing I would say too. They're family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Can you tell me a little bit about your house? Like, give me a word picture of the rooms that you have and sort of the style of the house.
The style is sort of a Spanish style house. It has a red tile roof, and it has an entry courtyard like a Spanish or Mexican style house would have a courtyard. In other words, you come in a gate before you get to the front door, and there's a courtyard there, and all enclosed and
mm-hmm.
private. It's very a very kind of standard feature, I think, of the Mexican style. And then the house is built around a large living room that really goes clear through the house. And